On February 26, 2020, 25-year-old Chris wakes up very early. As usual, he wraps himself in armor-like protective clothing, puts on his face mask and goggles, and looks off into the distance, like an astronaut on the moon. He creeps downstairs, maneuvers into his car, and drives away. Taking a deep breath, he tells himself to be very careful, because today he'll penetrate Wuhan's super-sensitive P4 laboratory to attempt to solve the mystery of the Wuhan virus leak. Chris wants to do it, so he's doing it, regardless of the dangers involved. The city of Wuhan has been sealed off for more than a month. The sun shines along the way, the air is fresh, but there's no life. Nothing. The traffic lights are still working, but the traffic police aren't. After a fast drive, he arrives at Zhengdian Park, Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences. The P4 laboratory is in here. And, as expected, it's become a restricted military area, a large zone sealed as tight as an iron drum. He's ordered to stop for inspection by two blue-clad figures carrying guns. Fortunately, all his documents are in order and his temperature is normal. Chris tells them he's just passing by and immediately reverses his car as ordered, not daring to utter the term P4. Chris is frustrated, but unwilling to give up. He drives around the periphery of the giant iron drum. He looks around from time to time, pretending to be lost, but actually looking for a way in. No luck. The weather's excellent, visibility is good, but the area is awfully desolate. There are no signs of life. Winter is not quite done. Several patches of man-made forest appearing like psoriasis scabs on earth scratched by fingernails show only brittle branches and dead leaves and no trace of people, dogs, cats, or birds. Chris parks his car in an alley, a short distance from a three-way junction leading to the highway behind him. In front, all the buildings are no more than three floors high. Only the P4 laboratory, a cylinder attached to a larger rectangle, towers aloft into the sky, reminding him of the outer shell of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The nuclear radiation from Chernobyl was thought to be enough to kill off the entire European subcontinent within a few months. Tens of thousands of workers immediately descended upon the site when it began to melt down in April 1986, casting an incomparably huge shield to seal the ruins of the plant forever, as if closing Pandora's box. But now, with what is potentially an opening of a similar box, the Wuhan virus has rushed out into China and spread beyond to every corner of the world, where every day the numbers of the dead rise. Can this Pandora's box be closed again? Chris has nothing to do but stay in the car and go online to watch Chai Jing's scathing documentary about air pollution, Under the Dome, on YouTube. He's seen it many times, but still feels euphoric whenever he watches it. Time passes and, oblivious, he gradually forgets where he is, also forgetting he lives in a police state. A few dozen yards away, at a third-floor window, several domestic security officers have been staring at his car. Initially, they think this is a contact point and that a hidden agent will furtively appear, handing Chris a pile of information. But the plot they hope for does not unfold. Security team leader Zhao murmurs, "Two going on 3 hours watching you in your car. You planning to spend the night here?" He beckons and asks his assistant Lai to fiddle on the computer, engrossed in Chris's every move in the car as if it were a movie. Zhao says, "Zoom in closer. Hey, he's pretty much acting the part of an operative of some sort. You can watch that long film about smog anywhere. Instead, he's sitting in his car watching it here near the P4 lab. Something's definitely up with this.